What is it? If he can't touch it? What is it? If he can only feel it? Is it real? There's been brilliance and breakthroughs, disasters, lost lives and lovers. But when you want something so bad, would you kill for it? Break your own heart just so you could keep dreaming it? Once upon a time, even a kiss couldn't wake me up from this. Once upon a time, even a kiss couldn't wake me up from this. So I rest in this kingdom in the aftermath of my own war between a bad seed and a 20-something-year-old dream. I was 17, holding a red cup and a ticket stub, living life too loud, too proud, with no real consequence, because there's pills to take to clean up our mess, and our weapon of choice is the internet. We hide inside our tweets and texts, caught on videotape, slaves to fake confidence. Now I learn to use secrets as currency. Now I learn to talk less and say more. My jaw was sore from spitting my history out to the humans I chose to collect, or better yet, explore. It's the consequences of globetrotting. And I may be a doomed romantic, and I may cling onto strangers' words like it's the best advice, an ounce of vanity, an ounce of modesty, and a pinch of spite. But who am I without me? Who could I even be without this dream?